When you have cancer, you have to visit the doctor a lot. That can be especially difficult for people who live in rural states. The Mountain West News Bureau's Eric Newman reports.
75-year-old Linda Crow has lived in the small Utah town of Price for most of her life.
It boomed for a while. They called it a boom or bust town. You know, it was either a boom or it was busted.
This small community of just over 8,000 people has a local hospital, but when Crow developed breast cancer, it didn't have what she needed, a cancer center where she could get her chemo and radiation treatments.
Everything that we need is 60, 65 miles away.
So nearly every day for the past few weeks, she's had to make the trip over the mountains to the city of Provo in Utah Valley. She calls herself a tough old lady, but says driving 3 hours round trip is tiring and expensive.
When you have to go every day, it does run into money, you know, plus the medical bills and everything else.
This is a huge issue in rural communities in our region. But in the small town of Price, Crow's neighbors are rallying to help in a pretty creative way.
Come on, folks, we're at $100 already.
On a recent June morning, Castle Country radio host Dave Hokanson is taking a break from airing Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity to talk about pies.
All right, we're at $125 on this one. It is a peach raspberry pie in a cast iron skillet. And with a gift basket from Price Floral. This is from
the list of pies is long. Cinnamon apple, pecan, something called razzleberry. The annual auction at this scrappy radio station is raising money to give people like Crow $100 gas cards to pay for the drive from Price to the city.
All right, we're up to $175 on this one from Sierra Leota now. So that's great. We're getting there, folks. Another $25. We're at 2 gas cards.
By the end of the day, Castle Country Radio has auctioned off 53 pies and raised $18,000, a new record that will pay for 180 gas cards. Cancer death rates are higher in rural areas, and according to the CDC, one of the big reasons is limited transportation to get to screenings and appointments. Mary Sheridan can relate. She's the head of the Bureau of Rural Health and Primary Care in Idaho, a state with its own treatment gaps.
When you consider the size of a population that would have to support one specialty type, rural and frontier communities just don't have the population.
Organizers of the pie auction know they can't solve that problem, but they believe the auction's one small way they can help. Ann Anderson is the office manager at Castle Country Radio.
Everything that goes along with the diagnosis itself, a $100 fuel card, is just one less thing they have to worry about.
Anderson's father-in-law died from prostate cancer. She and her husband decided to host the auction to help other residents in town.
It's heartbreaking to see in the paper an obituary of someone that I sent a fuel card to, you know, even a month ago. It's because we all know each other here. We're all touched by it.
And her station isn't stopping at fuel cards. The auction has also funded the Perky Van, a shuttle that transports patients to specialty treatment centers from other rural Utah communities in Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties. Linda Crow is taking the shuttle today to one of her last radiation treatments in Provo.
Put another check mark. One more day.
Another day down.
Larry Heaton is driving the modest white Chrysler minivan.
I wondered if you got your wig all styled. It looks really good.
Yeah, I did. I'm styling now.
Yeah,
got hair.
Heaton drops Crow off at the hospital. Her radiation appointment lasts just 20 minutes. It's a little before noon when they're back in Price. Heaton wishes her a happy graduation in case he doesn't see her before her treatment ends.
Probably won't drive again, so.
Probably won't see you unless something bad happens, and I'm not expecting that.
Hopefully, Crow's visits to Provo are now over. But the auction organizers say they're getting the names of new cancer patients in Price all the time. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Eric Newman.